stick to everything and apply to everything. And people just got to start rejecting this stuff. But yeah, just so you know, if you're out there caught up in the wrong place on some campus, they're going to come running up on you. And you're like, oh, yeah, I want to have babies. And this and that. They're going to like, what? What did you say? And they're going to storm you. They're going to say you're far right. They're going to try to beat you down because you want to have babies. This place is turning into a loony bin. And speaking of the protest, Colombia gives the protesters there or until 2 p.m. or else to leave their encampment that they're trying to set up, because they stormed in and they've created and they're trying to create this Occupy style encampment. It is crazy, hoodie. Crazy and evil. I don't know what happened here. I don't see any updates. It says they had till 2 to leave their encampment and sign a form committing to abide by university policies through June 30th of 2025 or by their graduation. Failure to do so will disqualify students from graduating this spring or from participating in academic and extracurricular activities, going to football games or anything like that. So it's important for you to know that the university has already identified many students in the encampment. So they're just trying to tell them that, look, we know who you are, facial recognition and all this. We know which students are out there, and you're about to get suspended or worse here, expelled. It says here, if you do not leave by 2 p.m., you will be suspended pending further investigation. So they already know some of the people caught up in this, because this is a mix and you got to watch this. These are honeypots, okay? Think about this. You got a bunch of outsiders coming in, swooping in, outsiders, not even from the campus, causing this. And they're getting a bunch of people, you know, rallied up from the campus. Same thing Black Lives Matter would do going through the hood. And next thing you know, you've got a big mass of people. And when it happens, this is false sense of security that there's so many people that you're safe. Well, not when there's cameras everywhere and in the digital age and they're tracking you left and right. So now, some of these students are sitting in there thinking that no one even knows that they're there. They know who a majority of these people are already. So if they didn't leave by 2 today, they're already drawing up suspension paperwork and everything else. Like, oh, nope, you didn't leave. So now, I find this kind of confusing. I seen Luke Radowski, We Are Change, and I know Luke personally. I seen him tweet out a tweet in terms of this encampment. He's like, I'm seeing people that are against this. He's like, you know, what the? And he was kind of ticked that he was trying to turn people the other way, saying that, you know, what's wrong with another Occupy movement and all this other stuff. And I'm like, hold on. I can understand it from that perspective, but you've got to be smart enough to see this isn't grassroots, dude. And no, he's smart enough. I know he knows George Soros is backing all this. So why would he dare say that? Why would you want to promote any kind of movement that we know the enemy and Soros is funding? We know this, dude. And he is no idiot. He was on the ground in Ferguson years ago when we all found out paid protesters, they were getting checks cut to them. Same with this. Same thing. Same exact thing. Same funding. Same NGOs. Same money, man. Same bad end-level boss man in George Soros that's doing it. It just left me scratching my head. Like, now, what I suggest is we counter this. I said it on the last stream. I'll say it again. Maybe someone out there could take it and run with it. We need to get groups of positive people that have knowledge, have the truth, to go to these protests and work their way through the crowd. Encounter the youth. Take a camera with you. Do some interviews. But start dropping knowledge. Drop pamphlets. Drop information on the truth. Because on the last stream, we watched a video clip of these two girls, and they were asked, you know, why are you guys here? Like, what is it that Israel's done that you guys are protesting? And, like, dude, they were a deer in headlights. But they admitted it. They were like, look, we wish we were more educated. It just hit me like, dude, this is our moment. We should be there. Groups of us should be on the ground engaging with these people peacefully. Just talking. Just going around talking, interviewing. This is a different, not to say they can't cause chaos and burn something down, but this isn't BLM. It's a different kind of animal, man. Okay? Protesting over, well, they don't even know what they were protesting over. But many of the times when BLM was involved, it's always over a shooting of a young black man or something, and there's a name or somebody else to chant or to scream that they all know. In this case, they just know it's against Israel. They don't know any of the other politics. Look, the problem out here with the left-right paradigm and this illusion of choice is, you know, the same hand controls both sides. So, yeah, they should be protesting Israel in the genocide of Palestinians and all that. But they shouldn't be blindly jumping onto a bandwagon, which is what they've all done here, or to a name, or to an idea of the pro-Palestinian movement, of that name. Now, that's owned and probably copywritten by Soros. Let me tell you, just like BLM. And what sucks is just like BLM, it takes away from the true foundation. Like BLM took away from the true black folk out there that needed it. That needed support in this. It hijacked it. Used them. Simple. And we all know it. This is the same thing. Same exact thing. They came and they hijacked people caring for the Palestinians. And see, now, if you get caught trying to just say support for it, they can flip it the other way. They can be like, oh, you're not pro-Palestinian. And send the right-wingers after your ass. You see, like, I see it every step of the way. I just feel like we could be doing more. And if I had the means to do it, I would dispatch a small army up here to counter them this way. And how can anyone argue it? Huh? We're not saying go up there for battle in your armor and any of that. Saying go up here with knowledge. Change the game. Turn the tables. Flip the script. I think that'd be huge. I think it'd be legendary. No. I wouldn't have broke us a joke. I'd try to do something. If anybody out there could do something, this is the time. These places, if I can get a beat on where some of these rallies are going to be ahead of time, anything around me, I'd love to get it covered. Say they came to Louisville or Cincinnati or something like that. Look at what they did here in Arizona State. The students tear down the pro-Palestinian encampment and they boot the activists out. This is what I'm talking about. This is what the mainstream doesn't want you to see. They don't want you to do. They don't want you to be a renegade, a rebel, a vigilante. Is what they're going to call you. All these names. Sticks and stones, you know. Check us out.
Look at these. Right. We've got the white frat boys throwing away protesters' belongings, and we've got the pigs and brown doing nothing about it, although we are being forced off campus. Pigs and brown.
So, either way, fraternity students tearing down the encampment. That's what's up. You know, they've got a, I don't know. It's got to be some kind of counter to this. Nothing ever stepped up to counter BLM. And they just went on and on and on and on and on and on. Now, how many cities did I go to? Where's this chaos? They just destroyed it. And the cops just sat there. Just sat there. 100 of them in a line. In their Riker, standing in a big line, watching it. Just watching it. Watching them break into liquor stores and rob them, all this. Dude, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. Lighting them on fire, burning them down. Seen it all. Cops just sit there. I've seen them attack the police station with the police inside, smashing the glass, the police fall back to an interior room, and the whole front lobby smashed in. The police still won't do nothing. I couldn't believe it. That coward. I couldn't believe it. Other cities, cops roll out and stomp that ass. Just, I guess, depends the situation, but
10:16 a.m.
I don't know. I've seen BLM run up and scare the crap out of some cops. Half of the people arrested at the UT Austin pro-Palestinian protest had no links to the school. Again, this shows us these people are coming from outside. They're being shipped in. They're paid protesters. We already know half of them don't even know why they're there. They're just showing up to chant.
Hey, Google.
Half of those arrested had no links to the school. That's massive. I mean, you're trying to tell people and show people this whole thing's rigged and manipulated? Right there. Where are these people coming from? Again, man, you should be getting license plates. Seeing where these people are. That's what we would be doing out there. Seeing what hotels they're staying in. Following these motherfuckers through alleyways. Finding out what little places they're meeting up, infiltrated. Yeah. Do whatever we gotta do to figure it out. I guess we got this figured out from a mile away. It seems to be just another generation of green youth that are being used, shipped around. They don't know any better. The way I see it in this life is like, you gotta live long enough before you realize, yo, I'm just a slave. Wash, rinse, repeat. Every day. The same old thing. Once you get there, things kind of start to change in life. You're not the young, dumb, blind person anymore. You start to really see this world. Your perspective starts to change. But before then, you're young, dumb, blind, gullible. It can be used, and it's exactly what they're doing. En masse. Sick, man. I said, man, if we could counter them with knowledge, it'd be huge. Alright, let's jump into the political front here real quick. Switch it up here, top of the hour. Bust open the chest over there on D-Live. Give back to you guys something. And,
10:19 a.m.
This is crazy. On the last stream, I don't know, RFK could have been lying. I've caught this dude in so many half-truths and things like that. He really likes to push them half-truths. We can try to cover his tail. And they've pushed him. I told you, coming out of lockdowns, they were pushing RFK as this hero type dude, Children's Health Defense Fund, whatever, and all this other crap. Strategic. That's what's dangerous about it. If it's a real threat, he'd have got what his uncle and his dad got, right? He's not. Jay Winch, Tiger, Black Cat, Hoodie Ross, Gary. Checking in. Much love. Again, thank you for me. For the love and support. Yeah, RFK Jr. is the Zionist show. He has no doubt. But I will say this. When I watch his position on Israel, he does say it truthfully. Like, for instance, when I watch what he has to say about it. He says, you know, and heard Biden say the same thing before. If there wasn't an Israel in the Middle East, they'd have to create one. Because they have to have something to serve the West's interests in the Middle East. And that's exactly simply how they put it. So that's all they view Israel as being, is what you see it as. It's a money laundering black hole, just like Ukraine. Ukraine's just another one they sprung into action, man. Two big pits where they're money laundering money, big time. And this is the crazy thing. Last week, RFK came out and said that Trump asked him to be his vice president. We didn't have no confirmations off the Trump side that that was the case. It was just coming from out of his mouth. Remember, this is RFK Jr. that even the rest of his family don't care for. Trump says he would take Biden over RFK Jr. Well, that's crazy.
That's messed up.
He says RFK Jr. is a Democratic plant. He's a radical left liberal who's been put in place in order to help crooked Joe Biden win. Why he would say he would take Biden over him, I don't know. I guess it's just to say how bad he is. Yeah. That he's that bad. He says a vote for Jr. would essentially be a wasted protest vote that could swing either way. Because this whole thing's coming down to the swing states, obviously.
Right.
He says, I lived with RFK Jr. in New York and watched him convince Governor Cuomo to make environmental moves that were outright nasty. He says that that New York's not allowed to drill or frack as Ohio and Pennsylvania and others ripped off New York energy. Because of this, prices have skyrocketed all over that part of the country. And he goes on to say, I'd even take Biden over Jr. That's what he likes to call him, over Jr. So he's not a big fan of Jr. He says that RFK himself is a big fan of the new green scam.
Right, he's right about
that. The green new scam, whatever the hell you pushed. All this climate crap that we know is crap.
Yep. He is for that.
So I wanted to put that out there just so you know Trump's raw feelings about RFK, and you could put to bed, put to rest any talk of them, anything, even though they're all puppets here on the stage. Let's look at some approval ratings here real quick. Biden has the absolute worst ratings ever. It's the worst in 70 years. In 70 years. That's crazy. Eisenhower was better. Nixon was better. Carter was better by the numbers here. First Bush beat him and he was horrible. Clinton, second Bush, Obama, to all of them. The worst in 70 years, man. Ha ha.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Fuck you.
Sorry about the F-bomb. Yeah, sometimes it happens. Yeah, so that's how people feel in New York. Can't stand Joe Biden. They knew life was better under Trump. And for the people that just have no problem with getting up and just going to work every day and doing and living their life that way, if for those people that are accustomed to doing that, they're making that hard. And really, it's backfiring on them. So, look at this. This is also how pathetic this is with Biden. When they said they had walkers, they were using walkers with Biden, and I read this, I was like, are you kidding me? He's literally... He's using a walker? That's what I thought, but that's not what this is.
No, it's real people actually walking up there.
Excuse me. All right. Got choked up there for a second. My bad. But this is talking about people walking with Joe Biden. And it's all to cover up his old strut. The fact that you can see that he's like bobbling around and he looks like an old man when he walks. They don't want people to realize this. What they're doing is his handlers have a handful of people that now have to walk with him and walk between him and the camera. So, that's what they're doing, and they admit it is to create an illusion and to draw attention away from him, and it is. You can only cover up so much, you know. I mean, they've gone out of their way to hide stuff with this whole administration. This is just another example. Remember, they did away with all the thumbs down on YouTube.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah,
because of him.
Probably got too many of them. I didn't want to see
simply
them,
because of that, this past election.
Yeah.
Because it showed the truth. When all of a sudden 30, 40, 50,000 thumbs up start popping up on these videos, like insane numbers. You get for a small chance to see a glitch in like the Matrix. You get to see what's really going on. You know, they're trying to hide everything, but no, you get to peek behind the curtain. You know, like tens of thousands were thumbing these things down. Yeah, everyone. Because he didn't win. Everybody knows it. Everybody waited this long, though. So, next election coming up. Telling you, man. You better hope they don't give you him again. I mean, they gave him to you to begin with. What's stopping them from doing it again? Telling you. My thing is, though, agendas and the stage being set for certain things, they may give you Trump. You may get Trump. To me, it doesn't matter, really. The events are going to happen. It matters whose watch it's on.
That's right.
That's how I come to it. That's what I see. It really doesn't matter if it's not even an election. And events are still going to go down.
The way they're going to go.
Didn't matter who was president on 9/11. Nope, sure didn't.
It's all rigged.
Same goons pulled off their events.
That's right.
So, man, look at Trump in this picture.
10:30 a.m.
Dude. Face on that, too. Just roll out of bed. All grumpy. Yeah.
It looks like it.
I don't know, man. This world stage. So what they're saying is Trump is in the lead right now. Fake polls, or the polls are doing right now. And they say that if the election was held right now, the polling with Trump ahead is correct in all 7 states, Trump would defeat Biden comfortably in the Electoral College, 312-226. With that said, if Trump fell short in the 2 states where Biden and him are very close, which is Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, he would still win, though by a slimmer margin, 283-255. So, you know, I remember when they were saying down, like, that night Hillary won and all this other crap back in that election. CNN, all the news places, like, Trump didn't have a chance. Like, next morning, he was a president. So, now, mention Joe Biden's brother here real quick, because the whole family's scandal and how they're all not rounded up. Well, it's because evil runs this whole show. If there wasn't any righteousness or any white hats out there at all, like, these dudes would be getting taken down. But no, his brother openly caught up in having financial links here to foreign countries, and where they have basically all these money ties. Basically, schemes. It doesn't surprise me. It's how they operate. Is anything going to happen to him? Has anything happened really to Hunter at this point?
Nope.
You get him in court and all this other stuff, and still, he's not serving any major time. Now, you may have heard about the popular website called OnlyFans. To me, really, it's basically, the way I see it, is it's like a stripping site where basically girls go over there and strip and dudes pay to see it. That's what I take from it. Or vice versa, whatever. OnlyFans, that's what it all seems to be based on and around, is the sexual crap. And basically saying, hey, go over here and flaunt all your stuff, and if anyone wants to see it, they come over and pay. And I can only imagine this is making some girls a ton of money. The unrighteous way. But, the top person, the creator there, says that the Biden administration paid for full-on political propaganda. And this isn't surprising. I am glad that they're coming out and they're saying this. Sheds light on it. But this is how the administration always works. This administration, the Obama administration, just go hand in hand with me. But they'll do the same things with, like, the Super Bowl and Katy Perry. And you guys forget? Like, all this stuff, they'll wheel out whoever to push the propaganda at the halftime show, for the jabs, for the lockdown, for all of it, man. All their sellouts, they push propaganda. So, they went to OnlyFans as well, and they laid the whole thing out there. So now, this lady's actually exposing it, saying, no, look, they came to us, and they tried to get us to push all the crap, too. And I just hope that more people come out the closet, so to speak, here and step up and speak the truth about this, that they, too, were approached by the Biden regime to push propaganda. People can start to see that, man, you can't be trusting all this crap coming from these outlets. And when it comes to Biden, he seems to be refusing to see that Netanyahu of Israel has a looming arrest warrant, which I laugh at here on this world stage. And it's just ridiculous. You're going to try to tell me you're going to go in there and do anything to Netanyahu at this point right now? Huh? You've been in there genociding all these people just the way that you want him to do. You act like you're going to go in there and do something. What are you going to do to him? Hmm? They ain't going to do nothing. They had this dude once before, and I thought he was gone, or they had him. Nope. Next thing you know, he's free. Next thing you know, he's running the country again. Like, what the? Who the hell did they just go kidnap and you know, coup? But, that's how it is. Mossad are nasty, man. They are nasty. They don't care. Now, with Ukraine, as I said earlier, Ukraine is just a bigger money laundering scheme than Israel. And it has been. All this fresh money. So check this out. This is the type of crap that I believe shouldn't be allowed. Especially in this aspect. The Biden regime is looking to prevent any future president from ending the Ukraine war. And he's doing so with what they're calling a 10-year agreement. Trying to say, that, oh, we're going to give you money for the next 10 years. Fixing specific levels of support for this year and the next 10 years. And let me tell you, the people should be protesting up and down every block of D.C. over all this. They're just too stupid to even realize what's going on right now. It's like all these college students being led by the nose all over to go protest this and that. They don't even realize. Just take off your blinders. Focus in on what's the obvious problem here. They should all be storming D.C. And that would be revolutionary. But no. The next 10 years. So this means that taxpayer money is going to be going, getting money laundered for the next 10 years, even if Trump's in there. And Trump can only do this for 4 more. What are you going to do if they give you Trump and time is flying by like it is, and then that 4 years is gone, and you can no longer have any more Trump? What are the people going to do then? You've never seen a president that have boat parades and parades and all this crap, period, like Donald Trump. You've never seen a president pack stadiums like him. It's never happened. What are you going to do when that rock star status leaves the stage? How are you going to fill them shoes? Huh? So, I don't know. I don't even know if this country exists by then. So, the Ukraine is in retreat. They're telling us what they're saying. They're getting their butt kicked. So they need more money. It's always every week. It's the same old song and dance. Need more money, more money. Meantime, we're spending this money flying drones over Yemen and all these other places. The drones are getting shot down. Now, they're saying they lost 3 Reaper drones over Yemen at the cost of $90 million. So I start to question and raise the questions as to how are they shooting them down? Because they just want to tell us, like, look, they crashed. They crashed. Nah, they're getting shot down. I want to know how the Houthis are downing them. Right here.
Yo.
They just launched a rocket right at the drone and they're gonna hit it. So, boom. You wanna know how to take these things out of the sky? You better be learning some tactics from other cats around the globe that's had to deal with this already. Because when the lights go out here, the Reaper drones come out, Predator drones come out, and they're gonna be crisscrossing this country. We'll bring you Hunger Games. Any day now. So, Blinken urges Hamas to take this deal. The threat is basically from Israel, if you don't take it, we're coming and we're storming Rafah, which is the southernmost town in Gaza. It's like the end of Israel there before you get into Egypt. It's the final area. And they're saying, look, if you don't take this deal, they're coming to bomb and storm that whole town and city. What's the world going to do? They're going to sit there and watch. Nobody can do nothing. I saw clips and images earlier of how the IDF is putting food out with explosives attached to them, which kids are getting a hold of and getting killed, murdered. Everyone wants to turn a cheek to it. It's garbage. Yeah. Everybody's going to get what they got coming to them, I guess. One way or another. Karma will find everybody. It'll sort itself out. The sides of World War III seem to be picked here on this world stage. Obviously China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, all of them together. The other side, you've got Israel, the United States, the UK. You got a couple of call them wild cards in Saudi Arabia and Turkey. And I would watch those two countries because, you know, they got a big sway on the world stage, and Turkey's been flip-floppish, and we got nukes in there and everything else, so I guess we'll see. Ultimately, I almost think Turkey falls with us because, I don't know, their relations with Russia. There's prophecy that Russia will go through what is the modern-day capital of Turkey and control it and make their way into Israel and control Israel because Israel will get struck. Remember, Jesus said not one stone will be left unturned. Someone's going to hit it. It's going to get somehow, somewhere. It's getting it. But there's still a temple that needs to be built. So if they could throw up a temple within the year easy at this rate, you remember, in Passover, which come to a close today, right? They were wanting to do the red heifer sacrifice. In this window. So, it didn't happen. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. They just wanted to try to do it by this time. And by all accounts, it didn't. Still could happen at any time. I kind of suspect here that just any day we'll get an update. Look, this is what's going down. It's going to happen. Yeah, they're ready for it. The altar's built, got the heifers, all the stuff, got the land. Yeah. So I'll update with that. And this brings me to some of the final bits here in terms of the war talk in China. They're talking about China making moves down toward Antarctica because they were never involved in this initial peace treaty years ago. Russia was a part of it, Chile, others, in terms of keeping Antarctica an area where all kinds of countries could go for scientific purposes, but not to militarize it. Well, that's garbage because there's been military crap going on there since the last World War with the Nazis, with Adolf Hitler. They actually said that their new base, impregnable base, that no one could get to, no one could penetrate, was in Antarctica. And this is where all the talk of the Vril, the Vimana, came out. And these discs that were photographed in battle down there had swastikas on them. So, you know, the high technology and the military and all that stuff, that's been in Antarctica for a long time. But now, on the world stage again, China making a move. They're going down, like, in the islands close to here, and they're setting up shop. I'm telling you right now, China's doing what we've done all these years. They're reversing the role right in front of everyone's face. They're going to all these places and making outposts. I told you on the last show, our U.S. military is going out into the Pacific Ocean because all we got is Hawaii and Guam, and they are converting oil rigs into military bases with runways, missiles, everything. And if that doesn't tell you massive freaking war is coming, they ever care to do that at any other time in history? F no. Dude, it's going down. People just keep sleeping on it. China's down there trying to get on contract military war game post in Cuba. People just sleeping on it. But guess what else? Guess what else is sleeping on? Guess where else China is expanding to? New outposts in the Caribbean. Antigua, Barbuda. That's right. Alarming the Pentagon, they say. Garbage. Yeah. They're posting up now on these islands. This close. Still telling you what, man. It's going to go down. And China's going to be the top adversary in this world war. Don't you ever forget it. It's obvious, dude. Right in front of our face. Of course, all the main blame, falls squarely on the shoulders of the politicians that have sold us out. Because without that, we wouldn't be here. It's the only reason we're screwed up creek without a paddle. It's because of what they did. Or none of this would be an issue if we had a righteous military and everyone that was standing up for us and not sold us out and be in bed with China. Well, then they would have cut all this off, stopped all this. Wouldn't never even had a chance. But nah, we've been sold out. Stick a fork in it. America's coming down. Building 7. I'm coming down like the towers themselves. All by design. And what's this say? If it ain't bad enough, they're creeping all over the place like cockroaches. U.S. Space Force says that China's military is developing space assets at breathtaking speeds. Wait, like the Greys are just handing it over to them, right? Falling, huh? Right? Well, they know this. They're all in on this together. And I want to throw out some updates here on a couple things, like with the bird flu. Because it seems to me it's only a matter of time before the next big event happens. And Bill Gates and them told us it was going to happen by 2025. Right around the corner. Before you know it, it's here. The election will be popping off. 2025 will be here. And, what's it going to be? This mystery disease. Disease X, bird flu, you know, monkey pot. What, I mean, what is it going to be? A mix of it. We just seen through the bird flu that they telegraphed to us that, hey, this is in your whole milk supply. And it came from the birds. The chickens are your whole egg supply. But pasteurizing the milk seems to have killed the bird flu in the milk. For now, what happens when you get a strain that mutates or something stupid? You know? All I'm saying is in September, at the end of this year, they're having another massive meeting with the UN. Well, we should be holding our own. And just watch it, just like Event 302 and all this other crap that popped off before the last scam, a month or so right before everything went into motion. Yeah. They need that fall season to flu season and all that to push the agenda, in my opinion. They talk here in this article about the next pandemic is coming. And this is what they're saying. They're saying, get ready, it's about to happen. Why? Why would you say that? Well, because they're telegraphing it all over the place. Okay? The Financial Times asks, the next pandemic is coming. Will you be ready? The Daily Mail just dropped one. The world's deadliest cave that could cause the next pandemic. CNN just wrote, the next pandemic threat demands action now. While all of a sudden are all the mainstream pumping this out? You caught on yet how they operate? It's all scripted. Have you ever seen that clip where there's like 50 news stations all repeating the same thing? Because it's all from different parts of the country. Because it's all scripted. They're pushing out, telegraphing another one coming. So when will it happen? Here they say their best guess, 2025, at the earliest, for two reasons. They need flu season and election time. They go on to say here that this could be, you know, similar to COVID. I don't think so. COVID was a beta test. It was fake. There was not mountains of people dead. You've never even lived through a pandemic yet. Okay, wake the fuck up. Snap out of it. Okay, don't wait till you're actually in a real pandemic to look back and be like, oh crap, it was all a lie while you're sitting there dying. Nah. You see it now. You know it, face the fire, we lived through a lie. It was a beta test, a dry run for what's about to happen, in my opinion. The next one's gonna be bad. It's gonna be real. You waste their time with another beta run. You got all the goods they need. Now they need to drop bodies. And that's why Bill Gates was smirking at the camera, like, oh, they'll get it on the next one. Oh, yeah, because he knew. He knows. 2025, right around the corner, man. Here's a plus, though, here in terms of science. They have discovered a compound on Easter Island that extends life. It also combats Alzheimer's disease. Yep. This rapamycin extended the lifespan of mice 9 to 14%. That's decent numbers, man, when you're trying to find ways to, you know, expand life in a positive way. If you have a couple other ways where you can get 5-10%, you add all these together, and next thing you know, you're in the 30-40% range of a lifespan you've added. It's huge, man. There's so many everyday advancements that get overlooked. So many big things that this gets swept under the rug or just overlooked. So many big headlines, big things happening these days that, you know, I sometimes wonder if they just slipped the cure for cancer out there one day and said it, if the lemmings would catch it. But I guess it depends on if the moon is void or not. But what do you know about that? So, I'm going to end here tonight's stream with this piece. This is talking more about the fallen, the alien, the gray, whatever you want to call it. This massive deception tied into this. massive. And I believe, well, let's just back it up and preface this. Just this past week, I believe that Tucker Carlson came out because he has him, and they used the powerhouse to do it. The two biggest reaches into the outside of the news, into the masses, is Joe Rogan with his number one top podcast and the number one viewed host that was in the world at the time was Tucker Carlson. You couldn't get any more powerhouse than those two dudes sitting down talking to him. This is what it feels like. Like, yeah, he just came out and softly told you guys the truth. How many people caught it or even care? And that's how it works. There's rules to the game. They've got to abide by them. And a lot of that has to do with them telling us what they're going to do. Believe it or not. And they do. And believe that, when God was saying, you can do all the crazy crap to them, but you got to tell them. Somebody's like, oh, darn it. We're never going to be able to do it then. And then somebody else thought, oh, yes, we will. And yes, they will. Through deception, they will. Through sigils, through this and that. And this, just telling a dumb populace that's not paying attention what's going on, it gets crazy. These things are here. They've always been here. And he also said they've been here under the ground, as we've said this whole time, in our earth, and under the water, in the ocean, as we've said this whole time. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I feel like we're constantly observed. They've been here the whole time. This is a proving ground. And that you are here to try to do the best of your ability against all this evil. It is a proving ground. You're here to try to master it, to overcome all these negatives to the best of your ability. And to speak things into existence and be wise about it. Don't curse yourself. I wouldn't even make jokes about it. You understand me? That's how powerful this is. It's real. Speak good things. Be positive. Help others around you. Help me in bringing light into this world. We need it. These jinn, these fallen, it's all going to be, you know, what we call the revealing, the great revealing. Great deception is going to be going down here. It seems they're on the doorstep of saying something big. That's how I feel. But, you just got to wait and see. But yeah, if you guys see anything like this, I'd love to see it. Dabu7@yahoo.com. This was caught New York City. What you're seeing on the screen here. They're saying, is it a DARPA drone? Is it a UFO? Deepfake? What? I'll play the clip here. It's 16 seconds, and at the end, you can see where it went by in real time speed. Up here, right there, went by. They're gonna go through it a couple times here. There it is, slowed down. There it was in real time. You can see it, but these things are so fast. It's just almost like, what was it? It's the bug. The bug just fly by. You have to be able to freeze the frame and go back and look at it, especially in HD. And you can see these things are here. They've always been here. Mm-hmm. So I tell you, they're watching everything constantly. So to just be sitting there doing nothing, and nothing positive, I mean, how does that make your soul feel when, like, you know these things are, like, watching us right now, listening, watching everything right now? Do you want to be, like, a waste in something's eyes, the higher power? I mean, for good or for bad. Because how I see it is this. God created all of us. And obviously, these things are not good. A lot of the jinn that we see here, but they're here to test us. They're made for a reason. I've been shown this, told this adamantly. You need to respect all creations of the Most High. It has purpose. Who am I to argue that? I believe it does. It definitely tests us and oversees this realm until you earn your way out of it. And I feel that is the number one thing you should be trying to do, is getting out of here. Never coming back. You can only do that by righteous acts, raising your vibration, doing as Jesus, as Yeshua said. He showed you the way. And he hit it. He hit it as well in parables all over the place. It's no secret at this point. I wish you all luck in this proving ground, all I can say. So all we could do is try to better ourselves every day. I think I'll end it on that note here tonight. I'll look to be back Friday. And I'll look to keep the streams going here Monday and Friday from here on out. To the best of my ability. Going into the next month, yeah, never know. May pick up an extra day of streaming. Expect an onslaught of coverage here of stuff. I'm looking to take it back to the days of old. I'm just covering breaking news, staying on top of things. Just staying on top of things, left and right. I'm going to be dumping all that news, all that information off of the Surviving End Times YouTube channel. That's where I'm going to start and put a lot of time into and all that. Focusing on that channel right now in terms of dropping the breaking news, all the stuff, and dropping information over on Twitter, man. So make sure you're following me there. I'll have new music released here soon, as soon as I get the time to mess with it all. I swear I got one of my best songs, most favorite songs I've ever done with Hoodie and Fire to Flame. Sitting on deck. I know they're chomping at the bit. They want me to drop it as well, but hopefully this week. And we're working on another one. Hoodie's got good stuff going. Another one we're working on. Oh, did I do that? Oops. So, that was just a taste of it. Anyhow, we'll take us out of here. Some underground session. Much love to all you guys. God bless. Check the chats on the way out here. Yeah, thank you for the prayers for my health situation. Unfortunately,
this has been another rendition of the Underground World News Live Show featuring Dabu7 and friends. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with more in the news updates. Stay tuned. Folks, have a nice day, everyone. God bless.